50 years ago, the idea of nuclear war was so terrifying, the best way to comment on it was to make fun of it.
I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops.
Dr. Strangelove, the 1964 film, is a dark comedy about the Cold War. Today, the threat seems more remote. Still, some men and women keep America ready for nuclear war. They're the officers with a finger on the button, and they've learned to live with this grave responsibility. To see what the job is like, NPR's Jeff Brumfield got a ride to a remote nuclear command bunker in Nebraska.
Some of the most powerful weapons in the U.S. military can be found just off of Interstate 80.
Taking these vehicles out on long distances, they have a lot of miles on them right now, so I'm going to make sure we're safe before driving out.
That's Captain Joseph Shannon of the Air Force's 90th Missile Wing. The missiles are scattered along the highways and backroads of Wyoming, Nebraska, and Colorado. Captain Shannon is about to take command of 10 weapons for a 24-hour shift. Even his drive to the site is done by the book.
So you check the oil, make sure the battery looks good, and check all the belts and whatnot.
We climb into this Ford Taurus with 168,000 miles on it.
It's 11-6 departing MSB for Foxtrot 01. Lieutenant Bonsall is driver. ORM is 9.
It's going to be about an hour and a half.
Lieutenant Raj Bonsall is the second member of this two-man crew. Bonsall is fresh out of college in the Air Force's ROTC program. Now he's trained to launch nuclear-armed missiles. He wonders if that order will ever come.
I think it's something everybody thinks about when they get the job. I mean, you're basically eating most of your meals when you're on alert next to the keys and switches that would cause that act.
That act. It's hard for even these officers to discuss a nuclear exchange. And these days, most Americans don't talk about it at all. Lieutenant Bonsall's friends know where he works, but they don't really have a clue what he does.
A lot of them are like, hey, well, why are you complaining? You don't really do anything.
And that is the strange thing about nuclear deterrence. These two train constantly to launch a massive nuclear strike at a moment's notice. Their job is centered around being able to carry out that one order, an order they'll probably never get. Though that's not exactly how Captain Shannon sees it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say our job is not to do something. The job of deterrence is actually working. Adversaries know that the missiles are here, they're in place, and they will be used. If it's sitting in the back of their mind, they won't do certain actions to cause them to be used.
To make the weapons harder to destroy in a nuclear war, the missiles, and the bunkers controlling them, are scattered across the countryside, past Dix, Nebraska.
9 times out of 10, you drive through these little towns, you'll never see one person.
The road turns to gravel, high prairie in every direction. Eventually, we arrive at what looks like just another ranch house.
Please pay attention. I, Tech Sergeant Kaiser, will be your escort official during your visit. As your escort official, I'm required to brief escorted personnel on applicable security and safety rules before entry into this restricted area.
Sergeant Raymond Kaiser is responsible for maintaining the above-ground portion of this command center. It's home to a cook and support staff, as well as a heavily armed security force.
If you see something marked with a danger tag, please do not approach it. Please do not touch it.
The controls to the missiles themselves are 60 feet underground.
And just one last check, no unauthorized electronic devices. Door is open.
And at the entrance to the elevator, they've added a decorative touch, a giant mural of the cartoon plumber from the video game, Mario. The elevator is an old one with a lattice gate instead of a door. Through it, you can see motifs from Super Mario Brothers all the way down, coins, flowers. At the bottom, Mario stands next to a mushroom cloud. Lieutenant Bonsall opens an enormous 2-foot-thick blast door, 8 tons of steel.
Stand clear.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Level 8 of Super Mario World. I'm Lieutenant Clark, your guide.
Kirsten Clark and her deputy are just finishing their 24-hour alert down here in the bunker. The capsule, as crews call it. The room is hollowed out like a concrete egg. In the middle, suspended on shock absorbers, hangs the Launch Control Center, a room within a room. It's long and narrow, with a bed at one end and a toilet at the other. In between, two chairs face computer displays. Lieutenant Clark hands over her command to Captain Shannon.
Security situations in progress?
There are no security situations in progress.
All right, maintenance in progress is scheduled? None?
None.
All right, and anything else helpful?
Let's see, we got televisions working today for once.
TV is allowed down here. Crews have long periods of downtime where they still have to keep alert, especially at night.
Usually I like movies because they make the time go by faster. Sometimes I watch the cooking channel or the news.
Handover complete. Lieutenant Bonsall and Captain Shannon are now the final link in a system stretching from the President of the United States to these missiles.
And basically at this point in the day, we'd start our inspections. Since we've assumed responsibility for this alert, it's our responsibility to make sure that all the equipment's functioning as it was briefed to us.
Life down in the capsule can be busy. Maintenance crews and security forces are coordinated from here. Communication is constantly kept up with U.S. Strategic Command, which would issue the president's launch order. The missiles themselves are displayed in a grid on the computer console.
This is actually gaining status from 10 nuclear missiles, which is kind of crazy to think about. I mean, you've been staring at this screen for about 80-some alerts. You kind of lose sight of what it actually is.
Each missile is just a tiny rectangle on the screen. It makes the enormity of this job seem small and abstract. And maybe the people we're asking to do this need it that way, to let them get on with the day-to-day of keeping the weapons ready. Captain Shannon.
There's no emotional thoughts going into this. It's our job, and this is what we're going to do. Now, if we're topside actually seeing things, you know, then I think that's totally different. But down here, you don't get the visual. I mean, this is what we see. Something on the screen, and that's it.
It's been a half a century since Dr. Strangelove's dark depiction of nuclear war. But in the capsule, it still feels like 1964. The old telephone handsets, toggle switches, and dials marked launch. It could be a set in Dr. Strangelove.
I have it with me.
You have Dr. Strangelove with you.
Uh-huh.
This is what nuclear deterrence comes down to. Two officers 60 feet underground, working, watching old movies, and waiting.
Capsule 10 on all.
The lieutenant has work to do. It's time for us to head back to the world above. Captain Shannon and Lieutenant Bonsall are sealed in their capsule below. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.